Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting to reclaim the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants say they have retaken a dozen villages outside the city. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis told reporters Tuesday that there are four major points from which the offensive is pushing into Mosul. More than 100 American troops are accompanying Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the operation. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition said Tuesday the operation is on or ahead of schedule and that the militants have not been able to turn back the attack. Meanwhile, the United Nations is saying it has not yet seen the expected outflow of residents from Mosul. Margaret Bashir reports.
Updating reporters on Tuesday, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said so far there has not been any significant displacement.
Movements out of the city have been limited, and displacement is anticipated to become more significant in the coming weeks.
The UN has six emergency centers running near Mosul, which can receive up to 60,000 people. They expect to have 22 centers operating within the next few weeks that could accommodate more than 400,000 people. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Amnesty International reports Iraqi government forces and paramilitaries have arbitrarily detained, tortured, and killed Sunni men who have escaped from Islamic State areas and are suspected of having ties to the extremists. Amnesty says one group of 16 males, including four boys who escaped from the Fallujah region in May, gave themselves up to men wearing Iraqi military and police uniforms and were immediately executed. Amnesty says Iraqi authorities have not responded to its findings. This is VOA News.